flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
For me, it's easy, easy like Sunday morning to get online and talk about my family, the work that I'm doing, the books that I'm selling, the events that I'm having. My social media is just a part of my life. I found a way since Facebook was the book of face to weave it into my everyday existence. If I see something like my son's ripped jeans, I pull my phone out of the pocket of my nightgown and take a picture and talk about it later and tag the LG people who reach back out to me and say, that was funny. We'd like to get to know your family. When Sean's smelling good and I'm like, what you wearing? And he said, oh, that's Duke Cannon. I went, grabbed a little tin of Duke Cannon and put it next to him and had Andrew take a picture of us together. And I said, Duke Cannon. Smells so good, makes your ex-wife want you back. Well, guess what? Heard from Devin over at Duke Cannon. They want to meet on Friday about maybe a marketing campaign. Can you imagine how funny it would be with me and Sean in some Duke Cannon commercials and he's running from me and I'm running after him because he smells good, but we've got divorced and now I'm wanting him back because he's wearing Duke Cannon? Girl, we would give those Old Spice commercials a run for their money. But that's how I get my money up. I tell my family's authentic story, talk about what I'm working on, and companies across the Twin Cities see it. They take notice. They see how people are engaging and laughing and talking about it because laughter is my thing. And if they're looking for a good laugh and a good way to market their stuff, then they give me a call. Your thing might be cookies. Your thing might be brownies. Your thing might be greeting cards or writing. Your thing might be travel and leisure. Your thing might be graphic art design or fashion. Whatever your thing is, you're going to need social media. And when COVID happened, we saw how important it was because people who had social media kept going. They kept going, right? And the people who didn't had to try to build their social media up. And I remember my daughter Cameron's book came out April 1st, 2020. COVID had just happened. Everything shut down. There was nothing going on. And my publisher came to me and she said, Shaletta, you're going to have to push the book back because you can't sell books without going to schools, having a book signing, having a book launch, going into the bookstore. And that's how you sell books. I said, I bet I could sell these books on social media. She said, no, I've never heard of that. I said, just pull up a seat, take a seat. You know how the young people say, take a seat. Cameron's book was a number one bestseller in children's books on Amazon. Not number one for Minnesota, not number one for kids with autism. Of all the children's books that Amazon was selling, hers was number one. How did I do it? On social media. So people are naturally coming to me saying, well, Shaletta, you know, I just, can you give me 15 minutes of your time? I just really want to talk to you and pick your brain about how I can, you know, talk to people, because I want to hashtag myself and I want to brand myself and, you know, kind of how you've done and try to get more business. And if I did that for everybody who called me, I would just spend my time every day talking to small business owners and even big business owners about what they can do to help their business and using social media to do that. So I said, you know what? I don't have that kind of time. So this is what we're going to do. On Thursday, this Thursday, from 11:30 to 1:30, come and have lunch with me at the Midlands Hill Country Club in Roseville. What am I talking about? I'm talking about how to shatter your normal. How to get your business to its next level of greatness, how to put some money in your pocket and increase your visibility through your storytelling and through social media. Who am I doing that with? I'm doing that with the E Women Network, and I've got my friend here, Jen Grant, in the studio. I just have to say thank you, because this is a relief for me. Jen, this keeps me from having to answer 5,100 phone calls, 5,100 DMs, 5,100 text messages and emails from people. You have given me an opportunity to join with you at E Women Network this Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30 to talk to women business owners about the power of storytelling and social media. Girl, thank you. Thank you, girl.
It's a pleasure, and thank you. Selfishly, I am delighted to have you in, because I have so much to learn. I've learned so much from you already, but to be able to bring that back to our network and share with them what I've witnessed through you, and the one event that I attended with you has already changed what I'm doing on social, mm-hmm. and I'm ready for more. I'm excited, and to bring it to these women is going to be amazing.
Now, we got a bag to train all the way up to the station, because folks are texting me. They were like, I ain't never heard of no E Women Network. What is that? Is she in the studio? Is that a national thing? Is it in the Twin Cities? What is going on? Tell us about E Women Network.
Briefly, E Women Network was founded 23 years ago. We're a global organization. We have over 500,000 members globally. The vast majority, 98%, are women entrepreneurs, so women business owners all across the country and worldwide. Locally, we have a chapter here locally. It's in the Twin Cities, and I'm the managing director for that chapter. We meet twice monthly. One of those is a luncheon. Every time we get together, we have a great speaker, and that happens to be you.
I'm the great speaker. I'm the great speaker. And, you know, we met a month or so ago over at Flavor Cafe, and you were like, I'm having this event on the 15th of February in the afternoon. It's a luncheon. There's going to be a lot of ladies there, a lot of business owners there. Girl, I didn't even know you was going to ask me to be a speaker. I was just excited for me as a woman-owned business to be in the room with other women entrepreneurs. And before we even get to the lunch, before we even get to the speaking, we ought to talk about the networking opportunity, because I've been in these rooms. Opportunities are changing hands. Business is changing hands. Money is changing hands. Resources, social capital is so important. And it's events like this that you are putting on that may lead to the next contract, that may lead to the next customer. And I hope that's not lost on you, that it never gets to a point where you're like, oh, I got my luncheon coming up. It's not just a luncheon. It may be somebody's next lead.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I was talking about it the other night to a gal. She reached out and she said, yeah, but what if my client isn't in the room? And I thought, you know, that's short-sighted, because maybe your client is in the room. If you show up in that space as a woman entrepreneur, you have something to sell, right? Are you showing up in that space as a woman entrepreneur ready to buy that day? Probably not. However, you know people, you have a network, you have relationships. That's what it's all about. So we all have something we can sell, for sure. We're not always ready to buy. However, it's about building relationships, because building relationships is what get businesses built.
That's it. You cannot do it by yourself. It takes relationships and partnerships. And I just appreciate that, because I just got an email yesterday from somebody. And he said, you know, we met last year. And, you know, you kept in touch. You sent us some books. I follow you on social media, and we got a grant.
Oh,
So we're going to go ahead and we're going to do 2 months of advertising with your podcast network. And this is the amount. And go ahead and let's get started. That's a year ago.
That's awesome.
But I had to be in that room. I had to be in that room. I had to shake that hand. I had to continue to have that relationship. I had to continue to engage that. You know, it's like, and I talk to business owners all the time, especially women, because a lot of times we're out here and we're desperate to make it work. The reason that we're out here sometimes is not because we wanted to be a business owner. It's out of necessity. We were laid off. We were let go. We got career hurt. I just heard about that today. I didn't know there was a such thing, but we got passed over for the promotion, didn't get the opportunity, didn't get the job, and said, you know what? I'm going to take this leap of faith. And we so desperate sometimes to make it work that we forget this is like planting the seed. This is like gardening. You put that seed in the ground and it's not going to pop up the next day. You got to water it. You got to till it. You got to pull out the weeds. You got to go in and you got to fertilize it. And then you can harvest. But if you're not in that room, you cannot plant that seed. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, you're going to tell everybody how they can be a part of this event on Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30 in Roseville at the Midlands Hill Country Club, where I'm going to be teaching you all. Baby, let me tell you something. You finna get this for pennies on the dollar. Because what I normally charge people per hour, I'm telling you, it's not even in the same category. So this is, you're about to get a black woman for bargain basement prices if you come to this luncheon. And we're going to feed you. But we're going to tell you how you can be a part of this. As a black woman, I have to have multiple streams of income. So I got my books. I got my podcasts. I got publishing. I do speaking, all that stuff, right? But I also do some consulting, social media consulting, especially when people want to make sure that they are putting out messages that are appropriate to people of color. I go in, I do consulting. But a lot of the work that I've been doing lately is to help small business owners figure out, And medium and large size business owners as well, figure out how to leverage their social media, their existing social media, so that they don't have to buy commercials or boost posts, that the messaging, the storytelling resonates with people so that they could get more customers, so that they can have a business 5 years from now, so that they can grow and make connections that they otherwise wouldn't have made. This social media is a game changer. Anybody that tells you to fast from social media or take some time off from social media or get away from your computer, kick them in the nose. Because I have won an RV on social media and become the face of Camping World. I have leveraged that social media relationship to get national media attention for my children. I got a meeting with Duke Cannon, because they laughed at me chasing Sean because he's using their products and smells good, even though we're divorced. That social media is a game changer. And other entrepreneurs see this, they see how I use that, and they are constantly calling me and want me to help. And I'm going to tell you something, that's a stream of income for me. I love you, I'll help you, but that's a fee, that's brain matter. I charge money for that. I charge really, really good money for that, because you get really, really good results, right? But on this Thursday, from 11:30 to 1:30, meet me in Roseville at the Midlands Hill Country Club. Because Jen Grant, my friend who runs the E-Women Network Twin Cities chapter, is going to allow me to, for an hour plus, talk to attendees about how to use storytelling and social media to get their business up. And when I told Jen my story, she was like, girl, you better come on here and help these women in our network, any woman who wants to sign up. Because let me tell you something. Business started in 2020. I made $11. 2021, $8,000. 2022, $87,000. 2023, y'all already know what time it is. And again, I charge really good money to advise businesses on their storytelling and social media. But this luncheon, you're getting a black woman, bargain basement prices. Jen, tell people where they can sign up, because my phone is blowing up right now, for this event on Thursday at the Midlands Hill Country Club, put on by eWomen Network, this luncheon.
If you go directly to eWomenNetwork.com /Twin Cities. You'll see my beautiful face next to your beautiful face.
Hey.
You click on your face and it will take them right to the tickets. They can get a ticket right there.
Okay, now how much are the tickets?
Guest tickets are $59.
Okay.
And on that same site, ewomennetwork.com/Twin Cities,
mm-hmm.
my contact information is on there.
I see it.
If you reach out to me personally, I'll give you 10% off that ticket and I'll give you 3 bonuses as well, just as a thank you. Because I think what you're doing here is so important. It's wonderful, right?
Okay, so y'all got to go. ewomennetwork.com/Twin Cities. Look for Jen's face. Look for my face. Sign up for this event on Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30. I'll be there teaching women business owners how to use storytelling, use their own story. Listen, don't pay nobody to do your social media. Don't pay nobody to tell your story. Nobody can tell your story like you can. And when you pay somebody else to tell your story, you're giving away your power. You're giving away your power. And so you don't ever want to do that. And I'm going to tell you how to harness that power and use it to prosper your business. Now, I wasn't going to do this, but the Lord laid it on my heart. The Lord laid it on my heart, Jen. So I'm just going to say this, and don't you start crying, because you cry too much. You're just a crybaby. I told
know.
You the name of my company is Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. It's not Shaletta Makes Me Cry. Okay? Now, how much did you say the tickets were?
$59.
Okay. So it is $141. The next 10 women who go on, don't you start crying. I promise to God I'm going to put you out the studio. I promise to God. I'm going to have security. Top flight security is coming to put you out the studio. The next 10 women who log on to ewomennetwork.com, put this on your social. Put this on your social. So, because however it comes, the next 10 women who log on to ewomennetwork.com/Twin Cities for my storytelling social media event on February 15th from 11:30 to 1:30, I'm going to pay the tab. I'm going to take care of, I promise to God, I'm going to drop kick you if you start crying.
I'm not crying.
Okay?
I'm just smiling.
Okay.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So the next 10 women who sign up, Jen's going to put it on her social with the link. Josh is going to put it up on WCCO's social media channels. However you sign up, tell a friend. If you know a woman business owner, this is an opportunity for her. If she doesn't have any money to sign up, but she needs to be there, guess what? I got the next 10 women. I'm cutting Jen a check. We're going to take care of the next 10 women business owners who sign up to attend this event on Thursday, February 15th from 11:30 to 1:30. Come have lunch with me and Jen and the women at eWomen Network at the Midland Hills Country Club in Roseville. Now, everybody's thumbs are moving because everybody's trying to keep up with all the people that's signing up. Don't be left out. Take advantage of this opportunity. Now, Jen, I love you, girl. Thank you so much for being here.
I love you. Thank you so much. Everything that you do for entrepreneurs, women business owners, and the Black entrepreneurs is so inspiring to me. It makes me want to be the best managing director I can be because we are changing lives.
We are.
Changing lives every day in the Twin Cities. The face of business entrepreneurs, small women
yeah.
entrepreneurs
yeah.
is incredible. The faces are changing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, there's a story out now, and I think it was Jonathan Wine hanging with the Minneapolis Regional Chamber. He said the next Fortune 500 CEO is going to be at Black Entrepreneurs Day. And initially I thought, oh, wow, there's a new company coming to town and that person is going to be here. He was like, no. No, it's going to already be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a Black woman. I said, oh, he must be talking about me. Let me get my game up. So it is just so exciting to see all of the progress and the prosperity and the movement for Black entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs here in our great state of Minnesota. For me, it's easy like Sunday morning to get online and talk about my family, the work that I'm doing, the books that I'm selling, the events that I'm having. My social media is just a part of my life. I found a way since Facebook was the book of face to weave it into my everyday existence. if I see something like my son's ripped jeans, I pull my phone out of the pocket of my nightgown and take a picture and talk about it later. And tag the LG people who reach back out to me and say, that was funny. We'd like to get to know your family. When Sean's smelling good, and I'm like, what you wearing? And he said, oh, that's Duke Cannon. I went, grabbed a little tin of Duke Cannon and put it next to him and had Andrew take a picture of us together. And I said, Duke Cannon smells so good, makes your ex-wife want you back. Well, guess what? Heard from Devin over at Duke Cannon. They want to meet on Friday about maybe a marketing campaign. Can you imagine how funny it would be with me and Sean in some Duke Cannon commercials, and he's running from me and I'm running after him because he smells good, but we've got divorced and now I'm wanting him back because he's wearing Duke Cannon? Girl, we would give those Old Spice commercials a run for their money. But that's how I get my money up. I tell my family's authentic story, talk about what I'm working on, and companies across the Twin Cities see it. They take notice. They see how people are engaging and laughing and talking about it, because laughter is my thing. And if they're looking for a good laugh and a good way to market their stuff, then they give me a call. Your thing might be cookies. Your thing might be brownies. Your thing might be greeting cards or writing. Your thing might be travel and leisure. Your thing might be graphic art design or fashion. Whatever your thing is, you're going to need social media. And when COVID happened, we saw how important it was, because people who had social media kept going. They kept going, right? And the people who didn't had to try to build their social media up. And I remember my daughter Cameron's book came out April 1st, 2020. COVID had just happened. Everything shut down. There was nothing going on. And my publisher came to me and she said, Shaletta, you're going to have to push the book back, because you can't sell books without going to schools, having a book signing, having a book launch, going into the bookstore. And that's how you sell books. I said, I bet I could sell these books on social media. She said, no, I've never heard of that. I said, just pull up a seat, take a seat. You know how the young people say, take a seat. Cameron's book was a number one bestseller in children's books on Amazon. Not number one for Minnesota, not number one for kids with autism. Of all the children's books that Amazon was selling, hers was number one. How did I do it? On social media. So people are naturally coming to me saying, well, Shaletta, you know, can you give me 15 minutes of your time? I just really want to talk to you and pick your brain about how I can, you know, talk to people, because I want to hashtag myself and I want to brand myself and, you know, kind of how you've done and try to get more business. And if I did that for everybody who called me, I would just spend my time every day talking to small business owners and even big business owners about what they can do to help their business and using social media to do that. So I said, you know what? I don't have that kind of time. So this is what we're going to do. On Thursday, this Thursday, from 11:30 to 1:30, come and have lunch with me at the Midlands Hill Country Club in Roseville. What am I talking about? I'm talking about how to shatter your normal. How to get your business to its next level of greatness, how to put some money in your pocket and increase your visibility through your storytelling and through social media. Who am I doing that with? I'm doing that with the E Women Network. And I've got my friend here, Jen Grant, in the studio. I just have to say thank you, because this is a relief for me. Jen, this keeps me from having to answer 5,100 phone calls, 5,100 DMs, 5,100 text messages and emails from people. You have given me an opportunity to join with you at E Women Network this Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30 to talk to women business owners about the power of storytelling and social media. Girl, thank you. Thank you, girl.
It's a pleasure, and thank you. Selfishly, I am delighted to have you in, because I have so much to learn. I've learned so much from you already, but to be able to bring that back to our network and share with them what I've witnessed through you, and the one event that I attended with you has already changed what I'm doing on social, mm-hmm. and I'm ready for more. I'm excited, and to bring it to these women is going to be amazing.
Now, we got a bag to train all the way up to the station because folks are texting me. They were like, I ain't never heard of no eWomen Network. What is that? Is she in the studio? Is that a national thing? Is it in the Twin Cities? What is going on? Tell us about eWomen Network.
Briefly, eWomen Network was founded 23 years ago. We're a global organization. We have over 500,000 members globally. The vast majority, 98%, are women entrepreneurs, so women business owners all across the country and worldwide. Locally, we have a chapter here locally. It's in the Twin Cities, and I'm the managing director for that chapter. We meet twice monthly. One of those is a luncheon. Every time we get together, we have a great speaker, and that happens to be you.
I'm the great speaker. I'm the great speaker. And, you know, we met a month or so ago over at Flavor Cafe, and you were like, I'm having this event on the 15th of February in the afternoon. It's a luncheon. There's going to be a lot of ladies there, a lot of business owners there. Girl, I didn't even know you was going to ask me to be a speaker. I was just excited for me as a woman-owned business to be in the room with other women entrepreneurs. And before we even get to the lunch, before we even get to the speaking, we ought to talk about the networking opportunity, because I've been in these rooms. Opportunities are changing hands. Business is changing hands. Money is changing hands. Resources, social capital is so important. And it's events like this that you are putting on that may lead to the next contract, that may lead to the next customer. And I hope that's not lost on you, that it never gets to a point where you're like, oh, I got my luncheon coming up. It's not just a luncheon. It may be somebody's next lead.
Exactly. I'm so glad you mentioned that. I was talking about it the other night to a gal. She reached out and she said, yeah, but what if my client isn't in the room? And I thought, you know, that's short-sighted, because maybe your client is in the room. If you show up in that space as a woman entrepreneur, you have something to sell, right? Are you showing up in that space as a woman entrepreneur ready to buy that day? Probably not. However, you know people, you have a network, you have relationships. That's what it's all about. So we all have something we can sell, for sure. We're not always ready to buy. However, it's about building relationships, because building relationships is what get businesses built.
That's it. You cannot do it by yourself. It takes relationships and partnerships. And I just appreciate that, because I just got an email yesterday from somebody. And he said, you know, we met last year. And, you know, you kept in touch. You sent us some books. I follow you on social media, and we got a grant.
Oh,
so we're going to go ahead and we're going to do 2 months of advertising with your podcast network. And this is the amount, and go ahead and let's get started. That's a year ago.
That's awesome.
But I had to be in that room. I had to be in that room. I had to shake that hand. I had to continue to have that relationship. I had to continue to engage that. You know, it's like, and I talk to business owners all the time, especially women, because a lot of times we're out here and we're desperate to make it work. The reason that we're out here sometimes is not because we wanted to be a business owner. It's out of necessity. We were laid off. We were let go. We got career hurt. I just heard about that today. I didn't know there was a such thing, but we got passed over for the promotion, didn't get the opportunity, didn't get the job, and said, you know what? I'm going to take this leap of faith. And we so desperate sometimes to make it work that we forget this is like planting the seed. This is like gardening. You put that seed in the ground, and it's not going to pop up the next day. You got to water it. You got to till it. You got to pull out the weeds. You got to go in, and you got to fertilize it, and then you can harvest. But if you're not in that room, you cannot plant that seed. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, you're going to tell everybody how they can be a part of this event on Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30 in Roseville at the Midlands Hill Country Club, where I'm going to be teaching you all. Baby, let me tell you something. You finna get this for pennies on the dollar. Because what I normally charge people per hour, I'm telling you, it's not even in the same category. So this is, you're about to get a black woman for bargain basement prices if you come to this luncheon. And we're gonna feed you. But we're gonna tell you how you can be a part of this. As a black woman, I have to have multiple streams of income. So I got my books. I got my podcasts. I got publishing. I do speaking, all that stuff, right? But I also do some consulting, social media consulting, especially when people want to make sure that they are putting out messages that are appropriate to people of color. I go in, I do consulting, but a lot of the work that I've been doing lately is to help small business owners figure out, and medium and large size business owners as well, figure out how to leverage their social media, their existing social media, so that they don't have to buy commercials or boost posts, that the messaging, the storytelling resonates with people so that they could get more customers, so that they can have a business 5 years from now, so that they can grow and make connections that they otherwise wouldn't have made. This social media is a game changer. Anybody that tells you to fast from social media or take some time off from social media or get away from your computer, kick them in the nose. Because I have won an RV on social media and become the face of Camping World. I have leveraged that social media relationship to get national media attention for my children. I got a meeting with Duke Cannon, because they laughed at me chasing Sean because he's using their products and smells good, even though we're divorced. That social media is a game changer. And other entrepreneurs see this, they see how I use that, and they are constantly calling me and want me to help. And I'm going to tell you something, that's a stream of income for me. I love you, I'll help you, but that's a fee, that's brain matter. I charge money for that. I charge really, really good money for that, because you get really, really good results, right? But on this Thursday, from 11:30 to 1:30, meet me in Roseville at the Midlands Hill Country Club, because Jen Grant, my friend who runs the E-Women Network Twin Cities chapter, is going to allow me to, for an hour plus, talk to attendees about how to use storytelling and social media to get their business up. And when I told Jen my story, she was like, girl, you better come on here and help these women in our network, any woman who wants to sign up. Because let me tell you something. Business started in 2020. I made $11. 2021, $8,000. 2022, $87,000. 2023, y'all already know what time it is. And again, I charge really good money to advise businesses on their storytelling and social media. But this luncheon, you're getting a black woman, bargain basement prices. Jen, tell people where they can sign up, because my phone is blowing up right now, for this event on Thursday at the Midlands Hill Country Club, put on by eWomen Network, this luncheon.
If you go directly to eWomenNetwork.com/Twin Cities, you'll see my beautiful face next to your beautiful face.
Hey.
You click on your face and it will take them right to the tickets. They can get a ticket right there.
Okay, now how much are the tickets?
Guest tickets are $59.
Okay.
And on that same site, ewomennetwork.com/Twin Cities,
mm-hmm.
My contact information is on there.
I see it.
If you reach out to me personally, I'll give you 10% off that ticket, and I'll give you 3 bonuses as well. Just as a thank you, because I think what you're doing here is so important. It's wonderful, right?
Okay, so y'all got to go. eWomenNetwork.com/Twin Cities. Look for Jen's face. Look for my face. Sign up for this event on Thursday from 11:30 to 1:30. I'll be there teaching women business owners how to use storytelling, use their own story. Listen, don't pay nobody to do your social media. Don't pay nobody to tell your story. Nobody can tell your story like you can. And when you pay somebody else to tell your story, you're giving away your power. You're giving away your power. And so you don't ever want to do that. And I'm going to tell you how to harness that power and use it to prosper your business. Now, I wasn't going to do this, but the Lord laid it on my heart. The Lord laid it on my heart, Jen. So I'm just going to say this, and don't you start crying, because you cry too much. You're just a crybaby. I told
know.
You the name of my company is Shaletta Makes Me Laugh. It's not Shaletta Makes Me Cry. Okay. Now, how much did you say the tickets were?
$59.
Okay. So it is $141. The next 10 women who go on, don't you start crying. I promise to God I'm going to put you out the studio. I promise to God I'm going to have security. Top flight security is coming to put you out the studio. The next 10 women who log on to eWomenNetwork.com. Put this on your social. Put this on your social. So, because however it comes, the next 10 women who log on to eWomenNetwork.com/TwinCities for my storytelling social media event on February 15th from 11:30 to 1:30, I'm going to pay the tab. I'm going to take care of, I promise to God, I'm going to drop kick you if you start crying.
I'm not crying. Okay. I'm just smiling.
Okay.
This is amazing.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So the next 10 women who sign up, Jen's going to put it on her social with the link. Josh is going to put it up on WCCO's social media channels. However you sign up, tell a friend. If you know a woman business owner, this is an opportunity for her. If she doesn't have any money to sign up, but she needs to be there, guess what? I got the next 10 women. I'm cutting Jen a check. We're going to take care of the next 10 women business owners who sign up to attend this event on Thursday, February 15th from 11:30 to 1:30. Come have lunch with me and Jen and the women at eWomen Network at the Midland Hills Country Club in Roseville. Now, everybody's thumbs are moving because everybody's trying to keep up with all the people that's signing up. Don't be left out. Take advantage of this opportunity. Now, Jen, I love you, girl. Thank you so much for being here.
I love you. Thank you so much. Everything that you do for entrepreneurs, women business owners, and the Black entrepreneurs is so inspiring to me. It makes me want to be the best managing director I can be because we are changing lives.
We are.
Changing lives every day in the Twin Cities. The face of business entrepreneurs, small women, women entrepreneurs is incredible. The faces are changing.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And, you know, there's a story out now, and I think it was Jonathan Wine hanging with the Minneapolis Regional Chamber. He said the next Fortune 500 CEO is going to be at Black Entrepreneurs Day. And initially, I thought, oh, wow, there's a new company coming to town, and that person is going to be here. He was like, no. No, it's going to already be in the room. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a Black woman. I said, oh, he must be talking about me. Let me get my game up. So it is just so exciting to see all of the progress and the prosperity and the movement for Black entrepreneurs and women entrepreneurs here in our great state of Minnesota.